Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, hey Buzz. Hey Tommy, guess what?
What?
Birthday in our family today.
Oh.
Happy 10th birthday. I cannot believe I have a 10-year-old to the sweetest, kindest, funniest little dude.
Yeah. Ollie, you little legend.
What? It's not my nana having a birthday. Surely you've got something better than that.
Buzz has broken out a record from the old. Ooh.
Oh, Will I Am.
Oh, yeah, Ollie would like this. I think the happy birthday bit in this doesn't come for a long time. Are we just going to have to listen to this while...
It's a fair tune.
How about
tune.
You fade it down and when it gets to the it's your birthday bit, you can bring that back up. Anyway, so I've made the cake last night.
Oh, you did.
Lego cake.
What'd you get him?
Oh, there we go.
Sounds very conveniently like you didn't get him a present because I went, what'd you get him? And you went, turn the music back up, please.
All right, big show ahead. Ooh.
Big show ahead.
You're going to walk out of this show today a different man.
Well, a more streamlined man, perhaps.
A man with a lot of ingrowns.
Yeah. Oh, no. You've got a shaver and you'll find out where I'm getting shaved. Hey, up next, I want to tell you, just an amazing story. If you've ever caught a plane, this story is going to just bring you so much joy. Ooh. Because it didn't happen to us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know when horrible things happen but it's not to you, oh. You love them?
You try not to laugh.
Oh. My mate was touring, comedian mate, doing some shows. And I said, how was it? And he goes, oh, mate, the shows were great. He goes, it all went perfectly up until the flight home.
Oh. And I was where was he coming? Short flight, long flight?
No, he was coming back from Brisbane.
Okay.
And so about an hour and a half,
sure.
Right? He got on the plane and he said he had a big nighty party because it was the end of his tour.
Ooh.
So he'd gone out in Bris Vegas, beautiful Bris Vegas, hit the valley, right? And then stumbled onto the plane, just a shell of the man that he was, right? And he sits down and he thought, you ripper, middle seat, empty next to him, and he thought, that's one of those little wins that you want.
You've got to take them in life.
Yeah, and particularly when you're feeling a bit fragile.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the last passenger stumbles up to his aisle and goes, I'm in there.
Over you.
Yeah. And I'm never going to be disparaging about the size of a person, but he said he was a larger gentleman, and so he meant it was right over on him. Like, he's pretty much on him. And he's taken up about half his thing, which we all get it. That's fine. Good on you. Who cares, right? But he's now a bit uncomfortable and he's got his kind of sweat thing going on. Oh. This is my mate now because he's got another person like on top of him.
Plus he's dealing with the night before.
Okay. And so he's gone from thinking I've had a little win to I'm having a bit of a loss now. And then food came round and they had pies. And, of course, what does a pie come with? Sauce. If you have pie without a sauce,
it's not a
pie. Un-Australian.
Absolutely.
Get out. And guy next to him, got his pie, got his sauce. And then just as my mate is about to tongue into his own pie.
The only thing that's going to save him from this flight from hell.
Yes, fully. The guy next to him is elbowing him as he's opening his pie.
Oh.
And he's thought, oh, this is almost going to ruin my pie experience, my one bit of saving grace. And then the guy next to him goes to put his sauce on his pie. And he notices that his hands are quivering, right? Because there's those little squeeze sauces.
Ooh, you know, that you have not a peel top, but
not a peel top, one of those ones where you squeeze and you pop in the middle. Amazing invention, whoever came up with it. Finally, the sauce gives way.
Remind me to tell you about my great idea that I've got on that sauce thing.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'll just tell you now.
Yeah, go.
I think they should make them for soy sauce so you don't have the little top of the fish.
Yeah, it's a great idea, but maybe you should wait till the end of the story and see
see
if it reassesses that idea.
Okay.
And he turns to look at this trembling hand just as the sauce gives way and spurts and shoots at 1,000 miles an hour across the big fella and hits my mate dead in the eye and all across the face. This guy has just gone.
There's been murder on the plane.
There's been murder on the plane. Just when my mate knew that can't get any worse, sauce smeared down his whole face. You know what the guy says to them? My mate looks at him, face covered in sauce, and just looks at him like, and the guy says, sorry, I'm going to need another sauce.
Oh, but I like that man.
I like him too.
Oh, that's quite funny.
Here's what I want to know. Give us a call, 131060. When did the tomato sauce get you?
And you know the thing I've just thought about my invention with the soy sauce, because it's so
imagine
runny, it'd be
soy.
Getting people all the time.
Mate, imagine
and salty
if it was
and
soy.
Yeah, oh. bad invention.
You could team up with dry cleaners around Australia and get them as your investors, because you'll double their business within the matter of days.
I love this. 13 10 60. When did the tomato sauce get you? With
no,
Carrie and Tommy.
Don't define it by tomato. Just
you can go on any sauce.
It could be mustard, mate.
Carrie,
it could be chili.
Carrie,
yes.
Look on the sheet in front of you.
It says when did the sauce get you?
And also, it says Tommy's break, and Tommy would like to do when. The tomato sauce ketchup.
Okay, well, I think you're narrowing it down too
That's because you're trying to get in on the soy sauce market, and I'd appreciate if you kept your personal business ventures out of the show right now. Tomato sauce, when did it get you? If you bring any other sauces, we'll cut you off immediately.
Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
My mate on the plane back from interstate and sat next to
Squirted.
He got squirted with some sauce. Bloke next to him ordered a pie, got the sauce, and in one of those little squeeze dispensers, instead of going on his pie, he got a bit of pressure behind it and hit my mate right in his stupid face, which, because it wasn't me, gave me so much joy. On 13 10 60, Ali from the Goldie, when did the sauce get you?
Back when I was in high school, I was about to make a speech when I was the captain, and for lunch I had a pie, and I was trying to get one of those sauce packets open, and it went all over my school shirt, and I had to do the speech basically covered in sauce.
I mean, Ali, a meat pie is a very brave pre-speech meal, regardless of sauce including or not.
That's just the pie bit.
Yeah, it's a very
not
spilly.
Getting all over you. I mean, my son comes home every day from when it's tuck lunch day, because he gets a pie, and his outfit looks like he's been in a war zone.
Yeah.
He's been like tackling the meat pie.
Yeah, it's one step down from bowl of noodles.
Yes.
Something
spag
where
bowl.
You've got a slurp. Yeah.
All right, we've got Mon in Canberra. Mon, when did the sauce get you?
Oh, God, I was on my way out, so I was having a night out with the girls, getting myself all nice and dolled up, and I had to take the bus because Mum wasn't dropping me off at my girlfriend's place. So sitting there at the bus stop waiting for the bus to come along, and these kids come in this car, so these teenagers driving past, and as they do in Canberra on a Saturday night, just driving around and drive past me, and out of the window, these boys just had these sauce bottles and sauced me with all this tomato mustard sauce.
Poured another sauce into it. I'm furious. I mean, I don't feel like you can be blamed for this one. This is no longer clumsiness of the individual. You just got attacked with sauce.
It's pretty funny, though.
Absolutely. Like, you know, you get egged. Like, you hear about people getting eggs,
but
I got sourced from a car. I was like, what the hell?
And did they yell, "You're a hot dog," or anything at you?
I don't know. I had sauce all over me. Probably in my ears. I couldn't hear them.
Yeah. I mean, would you rather be sauced or egged, Mon?
Oh, God. I don't know. It was horrific, and I just never want it to happen again.
I reckon sauced, because the egg smell, when it starts to dry and goes a bit bleh, that would be off. Lessen your chance of picking up, I reckon, that night.
Yeah, yeah. We don't need those odds to plummet any further. I remember back at, like, Muckup Week and stuff, they used to do soy sauce and fish sauce.
Why?
So you'd smell as well.
Oh, on what? They just squirt you?
So, no, like, in water bombs and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was hectic,
hey? It is hectic.
Hey, I've just thought of an idea that might solve all of this.
Yeah.
So we've just agreed everybody has sauce.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have a meat pie without sauce. What about we just make it part of the ingredients? You fill
I think they've done that.
Yeah.
A meat pie. And
damn it. Turn off the machine,
sure,
Buzz. Quick.
I'm sure
play into a song.
Thing.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
RMB Fridays Live. It is happening very soon. You can register at hit.com.au to win tickets and play this.
Frontier Touring and the Hit Network present R&B Fridays Live 2017 this October with Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul and many more.
Oh yeah. R&B Q&A.
Oh yeah. Hottest tickets in town. We have two people on the line. Those tickets could be yours. Shari, how are you, Shari?
Nervous.
Nah, you'll be fine. Some confidence going in. And, oh, both from way out west, because your home hood. Oh. Nina as well from Perth. Nina, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, just living.
You're not
the
my
dream.
Auntie, are you? My auntie Nina lives in Perth.
No.
No, I think there's T's and C's in the competition that mean direct family can't
win. And also,
win.
Nina sounds about 50 years younger than my auntie Nina.
Hey guys, you both know how the game works. We're going to ask you three questions. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer, and if you get it wrong, it goes to the other person.
All right, I reckon you kick it off, Tommy, because the first one is your man that you like to.
Okay, are you both ready?
Yeah.
Sean Paul, aka Sean De Paul, sung on Blue Cantrell's hit "Breathe." Which country was he born in? Oh, is that Shari?
Shari, yeah. Jamaica.
Oh.
Boom. Very quick. Shari.
All
jeez,
right.
That was fast.
Question two. Get in the game, Nina. All right, let's go.
Yep.
Kelly Rowland has had hits with Destiny's Child like this. And songs like Work. I love that song.
Good song.
Which Aussie TV show did she star on? Kelly Rowland. Which Aussie TV show did she star on?
Nothing? Nope. Anyone?
No. All right.
No? Hang on. Really?
What?
They don't know?
They don't know.
Nina?
I never saw any with Kelly in it.
There's actually two.
It's surprising because one of them has a lot of people watching it.
Yeah.
Judging by the ratings.
Do you want to have a guess?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Think
all
of
right.
a show that famous international stars
you can let
come
it go,
and do.
Mate.
Okay.
We'll just move on to another question.
it was The Voice. Sorry, guys.
All right. Next question. Who sings this?
Shari.
Yes, Shari.
Khalees.
Oh! You're coming to R&B Fridays Live with us, Shari.
Yay! That was a poor effort for me.
Oh, Nina, you're still there. Oh. I assumed you just hung up a few minutes ago. Hey, thanks for getting involved, Nina. Bad luck. Better luck next time. Shari, congratulations.
Thank you.
There we go. That's how easy it is to win you out of R&B Fridays Live with Carrie and Tommy. Head to frontiertouring.com to see if there is any tickets available left in your city, or head to hit.com.au to win them with us. R&B Q&A, it is back tomorrow.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shanchantra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, you know I'm not tech savvy, yeah?
Yes, I'm very aware.
It's reached the point of no return for me and my nav man. My nav woman, actually.
Oh, she why? You guys has, fighting again?
Oh, no. It's actually reached the point that it's irreconcilable differences.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard your nav man in action when we've been on the phone together.
Okay, that happens. That happens often that she interrupts phone calls. We were doing a conference call once. I think there was six people on the line.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Ollie had put into my nav man our home address, and the entire way to work on this conference call, we had to listen to her telling me to go home.
Yeah.
You're going in the wrong direction.
Okay.
Please turn around.
Yeah. So I heard that once and thought, that's fine. I know I'm cool. I'll just keep going. Yeah. I'm ignoring her. No, she didn't shush
turn
up.
Turn around now.
I don't want to turn around. I've got to get to work.
And there's five other people on the conference call going, who is that? And
turn
how
around
lost,
now.
What, hang on. Carrie, is that you saying that, or have you got an English woman next to you? What's going on?
Okay, that went for 20 minutes and I could
you
not work out.
You're going in the wrong direction. Please turn around.
Okay.
That voice. You're going in the wrong direction.
You're
going
to get...
Yeah. You're really starting to give me the earaches. Why don't you listen to me anymore,
anyway,
Carrie?
So after that, I actually somehow disconnected her. So she doesn't talk to me in my car now. We're not friends
somehow,
anymore.
I somehow disconnected her. To the rest of the people out there, you turned her off.
That's all you did.
I somehow managed to hack
switch.
The blueprint. To the nav man.
Okay, I thought she was out of my life. Mm. And then I go on holiday to Perth a couple of weekends ago and I get a hire car. Oh, she's back.
Oh, no.
She's back in this hire car. And
well,
I'm
you, Carrie, you thought you got rid of me. And here I am again, rising up out of the ashes.
You already annoy me in normal life. Don't now annoy me through the woman, okay?
Hey, don't talk to Buzz like that. Come on.
Okay, so I'm driving along with her, right? And I am in a place that I know Perth well, but my sister's moved into this new area I don't know very well. So I had to put the nav man on because I had to work out where
well,
I was going.
Well, look who suddenly needs me.
Here's her first problem, okay? Yeah. She gives me directions so far out from where I'm needing to go and then stops giving me directions when I'm close to near it. So we're driving along the road and she says this to me.
Turn left in 3 kilometres.
You don't need to tell me that now. We've still got 3 kilometres
to go. Turn left in 2 kilometres.
Great, okay, we're getting close.
It's coming.
Then she goes quiet.
Oh, you missed the turn.
And there's all these turn-offs. I'm like, which...
Oh, you missed the turn.
You were in my life when I didn't need you, and when I do need you, you've disappeared.
I've given you 47 warnings about this turn. How did you miss it?
And then...
If there wasn't a turn in 100 metres, turn to next left?
She stopped telling me to turn, okay?
Okay.
And then we get to a roundabout, right? Yeah. And in my head, I'm driving straight through the roundabout,
yes.
Right? So I figure if you're going straight through the roundabout, you don't really need to be told that, do you?
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
Okay, well,
it's
if
like
you
come up to a
told,
turn and the navigation system's not going to tell you anything. The ball's in your court.
I would have thought if you didn't tell me, I would have just kept driving straight. Okay, right. If you insist on telling me, then what you tell me is go straight through the roundabout, right?
Right.
Instead, she tells me this.
Take the second exit at the roundabout.
So is that the one to the right? Is that the second exit?
No, it's the second one, mate.
No, the second one is just straight ahead.
Yeah. And isn't that what you needed?
Yes, straight ahead. Say straight ahead.
Well,
don't
she said
say
take the second one. Just go past one exit and take it.
No, just
I think
tell
you're being very harsh
through
on the computer here.
No, and then by the time I got onto this freeway that I didn't even want to be
you know,
on.
You know why? Sorry, you know why I can't say go straight?
Why?
Because someone, some peanut out there, will drive straight through a roundabout and over
who's
the top
driving
of it.
Over a roundabout?
Well, who's here to take the second exit and goes, I don't understand!
Okay, well, okay, you freeway, tell me freeway. Then. You tell me yep. what I am meant to do at this point.
Yep.
In 100 metres, stay in the far left lane and then follow the far right exit into the roundabout and then merge onto the third freeway through the tunnel.
Oh.
Roadworks ahead.
Okay, you
I can
what?
Tell you what you're meant to do there.
What?
You're meant to slowly pull over to the side of the road.
And turn
get out
her
of the car.
Off.
Yeah, throw a match in and leave it. Insurance job.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time.
I mean, I'm nervous.
It is time.
I went from so confident about this and it was actually my idea. That's
it was
the worst
your idea.
Part.
What wasn't your idea was to come to the best hairdressing salon, named number one hairdressing salon in Australasia last year.
Was it?
Yes.
Who named it that?
I did.
Yeah.
A little
okay.
plaque on the wall. Welcome to Carrie's Cuts.
We're open for business.
Welcome to Carrie's Cuts.
Carrie, stop it. It's not funny.
Oh, I don't
customer.
Know why they put in the last customer. He was just a bit fidgety and a bit irritable.
The last and only customer.
So far.
So here was my idea. We're going to LA. You've got to look LA if you're going to be in LA, right?
You've had the Bowie.
And I've had the Bowie.
Yeah.
I've had the Botox, I've had the Scrotox, and I've had a bit of filler in my lips. But I was debating the idea of shaving my chest or not. We put it to the people of this fine nation that we live in. They said shave. Mm. The bit I wasn't anticipating is for you to go, well, I've got a razor and we're ready to do this.
Yes, and I've never shaved a chest before. I'd never shaved a head before, Buzz.
You lie. You told me you get hairy nipples that you have to pluck.
Yeah, pluck.
Pluck. Oh! Yeah,
pluck's different, mate. I can pluck them all if you prefer.
And there's another thing, and Buzz, you should know this.
Oh, I hate that sound.
When we were first agreeing to do this show,
I just like Carrie
tried to put a clause in the contract that was Tommy has to do it shirtless. And I said, no, that is tasteless and gratuitous and horrible. And now somehow
I've got my way.
See, that wasn't in my contract for some reason.
No, we insisted you actually wear a muumuu at all times. I mean, it's not bad. For those people who think that's rude, it's not a bad look on Buzz. We just punch a hole in a tarpaulin, chuck it over his shoulders,
okay,
and he's good to
now
go.
Now you're being mean. And what you're also doing is trying to distract from what we're about to do. So put down the mic. Let's get her on. Oh, she's ready to go.
Say, Tommy's taking off his
Tommy's
shirt right
taking,
now.
Oh. Well,
and you'll be able to see this on Instagram as well, at Carrie Tommy Show. We'll chuck it up.
You're going to have an egg on your head as well.
I just hit my head, on the head with my phone so hard.
No, and then no one will look at your chest that's shaved. They'll just look at the egg on
they'll
your head.
They'll be going, hey, egghead. You know, sometimes you see people do things in commercial radio and you're like, they have given up on life.
Why am I
and
laughing?
Then all of a sudden you find yourself in this situation where you're like, oh, damn it, it's me.
Okay. I feel like you've already done a bit of work down there.
No, I haven't.
No? Okay.
That's it.
Well, you've got lint in your belly button. Do you want to take that
do
out?
I?
Yeah. Oh, no. That's
I do.
Do
don't film that bit, mate. I reckon
reckon that happens when you hit a certain age.
Oh, it just buries itself in there.
When I hit 30, yeah, just every time you put a T-shirt on, it goes, nah, lint.
It's quite fun, though, getting the lint out, though, isn't it?
Not for other people. Sometimes I'm like, who wants a go?
All right, now where do I... okay, just so go. Do I run it along your skin?
No, go up.
Up, up?
Go
okay.
Against.
Is there no way I can hurt you?
Ow!
Oh! Oh.
Didn't.
Oh. Okay, hold on. I'm going to put the mic down so I can really get into this.
Well, this is at the point that you cried, I believe, Buzz.
Yeah, that was tears.
Just go against the skin as much as you can. I mean, is this already an improvement or is this worse?
Well, not the job I'm doing.
God.
Do you want to leave?
Can you turn off the camera for 1 second so I can exhale? Ooh, that's okay. And back in filming. No, okay, good. Yeah, I'm sucking in. Okay. I wore good jocks. I wore my going out jocks. These are my weekenders. You've only ever got two pairs of weekend jocks, Friday and Saturday, and if you pick up on a Sunday, you're screwed and you're wearing your midweek jocks.
Okay. Oh, shivers. Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, Carrie's cuts probably should do a bit of practice on getting some...
Do you feel like this is bringing us closer or further apart?
Well, I don't know. I have a sharp object. I'm burying it into your body. I don't know.
I'm just trying not to move.
Okay.
Mate, this is... Oh, look at this.
Good? You're looking LA ready, aren't you?
No, I look like I've had some medication that's had some unwanted side effects at the moment. Is the patchy in? I don't know if this is in. Although Caitlin, our producer, who is a...
Getting around the nipple. It's a bit tricky around the nipple.
Lovely lady.
It's a bit tricky.
Sorry, I was about to give away too many personal details on the radio. Caitlin, our producer, who is...
It's a bit stuck there. What's that? Oh, it's a pimple. Oh.
Is it? Oh no! What have you done?
I don't know.
You've
just—you
know what you've done. You've shaved out a patch in the middle, but then left on the outside. I've got a fryer tuck of chest hair here. I'm bald in the middle.
I feel a bit uncomfortable doing the bottom bit. I feel like that's not a job for Carrie's Cuts.
Oh
no!
Carrie's Cuts picks and chooses now.
No, I feel like, you know, I don't know. I'm just a bit close to your nether region.
Do you know what I have noticed as well? And I think this is very LA as well. I've been getting a bit of a hairy bum. So Carrie's Cuts, we're going into overtime. Quick Buzz, play a tune as we go into further shaving. Good luck, because it's a mess back there.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, that is us done.
Thanks, Buzz. Don't mind me. I'm just finishing off the job that Carrie started. Tell you what, Carrie's Cuts, they're good for about a minute. And then
It's just that we do it per like 10-minute block. And you didn't have enough money for the additional. So you've got half a chest shaved.
You're very expensive at Carrie's Cuts.
Mate, that's what you get when you come to Carrie's Cuts. It's the experience.
Well, I'm ducking off to Mexico for a couple of days for a job. And
Hold
then
on.
I will
you
see
what?
You. I'm going to Mexico for a couple of days.
No, but
you
this
knew
is, this is for L- Yeah, I
this
know.
This is for LA.
Yeah, but in Mexico, they like hairy chests.
Oh, no. Quick. Buzz, we need some super glue and gather the hair up off the ground. I'll see you guys in LA.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.